My name is Jeremy, and this is a bonus series of the Good Beer Matters podcast from the 2021 Craft Beer Conference. Every year, the Brewers Association puts together the Craft Beer Conference, or CBC, as a means for industry professionals to continue their education, network with peers, and improve quality and performance. I attended this year's CBC as a member of the media, and because there are plenty of beer pros that didn't make it, I wanted to share a few of the many exhibitors that I think you ought to know about. Some of these companies I'm already familiar with, and I personally know they're doing great things. But some I recently discovered and thought were cool enough to share with you. Either way, I hope you enjoy this taste of CBC 2021. Oh, and by the way, I have not been compensated by any company to produce this series. I simply want to help get good things out into the world. Why? Because good beer matters, of course. Thank you for listening. Cheers. So one of the kind of innovations that I saw walking around CBC that caught my eye was this very special bottle. Now we're in kind of a phase where we're moving more towards cans for good reasons, but whenever I drink from a can or a bottle, I usually pour into a glass because I'm a Cicerone, I'm a beer nerd, I want to smell the beer. But this bottle has a nice little twist to it. Tell us your name and the company and tell us about this bottle.
Yeah, awesome. So my name is Paul Harris. I'm a designer with Owens, Illinois. And what we've got here today is our Snifter Drinktainer. So it really separates this product or makes it something new. It has a 42 millimeter opening, rip cap opening, and what that allows us to do is get more of the total sensory experience of a beer, so you get a better mouthfeel, you get more of the nose of the beer. The lip of the bottle even is more of a standard drinkware lip instead of with the twists or the crowns on a can or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's a more uninterrupted lip experience in addition to the nose and the full flavor of the beer.
Yeah, and you know, anyone on my side of the business where we kind of talk about the education, the flavor, the mm-hmm. experience, and all this sort of stuff, it's like, you know, the aroma is amazing, a huge part of what it is we taste.
Definitely.
Way more than actually what we taste.
Definitely.
But this mouth, it's bigger than a quarter. I mean, you can actually take a bottle with you, pop it open, but you can still stick your nose in it like you're a beer nerd like me, right?
Yeah, and that's really what we wanted to get at is customers are expecting more from their beer. They want to have that full experience no matter what they're drinking out of. So we wanted to bring that into a glassware to where you don't feel like you have to pour it into a glass just to enjoy the beer. You can enjoy it straight out of the container, ready to drink that way.
And so the other thing about this too is that this isn't just something you're trying to sell to breweries so they can package them, send out to grocery stores. This is stuff they can do in-house. Tap rooms can do in-house.
Yeah, correct.
This is kind of like this will compete with the Crowler to take home with you, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of, this kind of hit perfectly for us, right? As not that COVID is a good thing by any means, but we've seen a huge increase in people wanting to take beer from the restaurant or from the brewery home to enjoy. And so it's a 10-ounce container. So it's a little bit smaller capacity, so you can fill them up straight at the bar. It's a crimper like you would have for a bottle with an extra attachment to seal the drinktainer cap on there. But you could get a flight pack of four different 10-ounce beers directly from the tap instead of one Crowler or even one 64-ounce Growler. So it gives you a much more diverse selection you can take home and a much better drinking experience straight out of the package.
Well, and this little gadget that actually puts the cap on this bottle, it looks like something I would find in a homebrew shop. And so it seems even accessible to homebrewers.
Yeah, right? It's really easy to get a hold of. You know, it's got a smaller footprint than a lot of the existing machinery that you have to seal a can or all the hoses you need to put a growler in place. It's a bar top sealing device. It's probably, 8 inches by 4 inches in footprint.
It goes in the corner behind the register.
And it's a real easy, you just put the bottle in place, you put the cap on, you pull the lever down and it's crimped, it's ready to go. You can slap a label on it, write the name of the beer on, and it's done. It's super simple, super easy, very affordable and very just easy to get into for anyone.
Well, and shoot, I don't know if you even sell to consumers, but I mean, anyone who's got a kegerator in the fridge or in the garage, and you want to take some of that IPA with you to go to watch the Little League game or something like that.
And even
it's like you can make your own and just go.
Just off of this, you know, simple bar top device, this thing is shelf stable for 7 days. It'll hold pressure. The brown amber glass will protect it from UV, so it's not even like you have to drink it in 2 days. You can wait a week, and it'll still be good. It'll still maintain the integrity of that beer.
Yeah, this is awesome. If someone was interested in learning more about this or looking into this product, where would they go?
So you can go to our website, o-i.com. We have this drinktainer. It's called the Snifter Drinktainer. It's a 10-ounce. It's on the website. It's featured in a lot of places because we're super excited about it.
Yeah.
And if you can't find the exact link on there, there's a lot of different contacts that you can get in touch with someone on the sales side that can get you the information you need to get this in your brewery or at your house.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you. Great to see you here.
Likewise.